Good morning, this is Brother Wilmer Kaufman speaking here this morning. My number is 484-919-8850. I greet you all in the name of Jesus. This morning I'd like to speak on grace and truth. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt amongst us, and we behold His glory and the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. This has been brought to my attention by a dear friend here just lately, and looking into it and thinking on it and pondering it, I just began to see the value of grace and truth. We all love truth. We know that the truth will set us free. However, so many times when the truth is spoken without grace, it hinders us from being set free. When we go to Matthew 7, verse 1, it says, "Judge not that ye be not judged, for with what judgment ye judge, ye shall be judged, and with what measure ye meet, it shall be measured to you again. And why beholdest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye, and considerest not the beam that is in thine own eye? Or how wilt thou say to thy brother, Let me pull out the mote of thine eye, and behold, a beam is in thine own eye?" You know, as we go through life, and we see the splinters in our brother's and our sister's eyes, and so many times it's so much easier to see the splinter in each other's eye than it is to recognize the beam that is in our own eye. However, if we stop and take the time to be honest before ourselves, before God, and we really become honest and we take a look in our life and we discover the beam that is in our own eye, can be staggering at times. However, when we are honest before the Lord, He always, even when He needs to show us some hard things in our life, He is always, it always comes embedded in grace. And being embedded in grace, these hard things are possible to receive the truth of it and to be set free. You know, as we speak into each other's lives, and the things that we speak into each other's lives, when they are spoken in truth, there are times when the truth can almost set one back. But some very hard things can be said to one another when they are embedded in grace. And when the truth is revealed to us, embedded in grace, we can be set free. It goes on to say here, "Thou hypocrite, first cast out the beam out of thine own eye, and then shalt thou clearly see to cast out the mote of thy brother's eye." So many times when we see a mote in our brother's eye and we honestly evaluate our own lives and we discover the beam in our own eye, it can be so shocking, so overwhelming, and so staggering by the time that we work through taking the beam out of our own eye. By the time that we're done, we have no desire anymore to go to speak to our brother or sister with a splinter in their eye. However, I do not think that that's the will of the Lord. The Lord really wants us to speak grace and truth and life into each other's lives. He wants us to be free. And when we are full of life, when we, having the author of life within us, speak words of life to each other in grace and truth. We can be set free, and those around us can be set free. Praise the Lord for his provision. Praise the Lord for life, grace, truth, and freedom. He is good.